We can always harp on to the games that you've gone and played and the opposition, all sorts of different things. Over the course of the season, that all evens itself out, as there's a quote to be had in there. But it's a fact that we've just got to take one game at a time, concentrate on what we do, how we want to play, how we want to play football at this football club. But it's about winning games of football as well. So you're trying to marry both in. We've brought some new personnel in, some very exciting players. We've just touched on Gaston Ramirez and Nathaniel Clyde. Both of them didn't play in the last game. And we brought Emmanuel and Mayuka in as well. And we'll lose them for the African Nations Cup because they've just qualified. But another exciting talent that we've brought into the football club. So it shows the ambition that we've got here at Southampton. As I said, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get that right and how you want to progress, because we have looked to change the way we've played from maybe last season, but it's still about winning games of football. I suppose when you look at the Barcelona model, it's took them about 30, 35 years to get where they've got to. So you can't just do it overnight. But the process and the principles have to be right, and I believe we've got it here. The important thing is we entertain our supporters.
When you look back at the game between the two sides there last season, you played against 10 men for, 70 minutes of that game, I think. How did you look back on that night? Was that a missed opportunity?
It was a good point away from home. When I think you look at any game, if you pick something up away from home, it's important. We always harp on and we talk about the importance of winning your home games. So, that's what we always talk about. You've got to win your home games. You've got to be stronger home. And if you can pick things up away from home, it's beneficial. From last season, we picked a good point up away from home. In the Barclays Premier League, one point is a great point. We're endeavouring to get three in all the games that we go and play for.
You say about winning your home games. Obviously, you've been left stewing on a Fulham performance where you didn't win here, unfortunately, in the last game. Has that been a frustrating one to have hanging over you for a couple of weeks?
A frustrating one, a good one, a good time for reflection. I want us to play a certain way. The football club wants to play a certain way. We didn't achieve that against Fulham, so it's given us plenty of time to reflect upon that. And obviously we have to address it, accept that we've conceded too many goals. We didn't pass the ball nowhere near as well as I've preached since I've been at the football club. So we'll work hard on the training ground to, one, keep the ball out the back of the net at one end, but two, keep scoring the goals that we have been doing consistently at this football club at the other end.
Can the personnel you've got here at the moment fix the defensive problems, or do you have to look to strengthen if you can?
Well, whilst we've got the players here, we'll keep working with the players that we've got. As a football club, you're always constantly looking to evolve and improve, and that's what we'll maintain here at Southampton.
Is it important you give your backing to the players that have got you to the Premier League and are in your squad now?
I think the important thing is it's the ruthlessness of Southampton Football Club are in the Barclays Premier League, and having been out of it for several seasons, it took us 2 years and back-to-back promotions to get back here. This football club is going to remain in the Barclays Premier League. This football club has got aspirations to be at the top end of the Barclays Premier League. And we've got to be ruthless about what we do to make sure that we do that and we achieve that. There's a vision at the football club on how we want to play, and we're going to strive and endeavour to make sure that is done. But also it's about winning games of football, and we've got to do what it takes to keep a smile on our supporters' faces, because winning generates a bigger smile. But we want to entertain and win a brand of football that is pleasing on the eye. But it is about winning.